What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And the first thing I noticed is, amazingly enough, there's something on TV that's being reported that's not the coronavirus, not the wars, and not the economy. The NFL draft begins tonight. And I'm not a big football fan, ever since I got tackled while photographing our high school football games. But at least they're starting to report on things other than coronavirus, because I'm sort of burned out on that. Okay, apparently, Valerie Jarrett is saying that Michelle Obama doesn't want the job of vice president. Well, we've already heard that before. She doesn't want the job. She doesn't want the job. She doesn't want the job. What is that quote from Taming of the Shrew? Methinks the lady doth protest too much. And I think they're out there just sort of doing a trial balloon to say, well, assuming she ran as vice president, would you go along with that? But every time they talk about Joe Biden picking his running mate, and apparently his advisors are saying he'd better do it really, really quick, you get Michelle Obama. Now, the reason they want Biden to pick a running mate right now is they're very concerned over the fact that Donald Trump, because of the coronavirus, is getting a huge amount of media attention. You know, he's on the TV, and yes, he is. And so they figure if Biden picks a running mate, then all of a sudden the media can say, okay, that's now the story. So they'll move forward with that. And I would like Biden to pick his running mate just to reassure me that it's not going to be Hillary Clinton here. So let's do some news on the coronavirus, apparently. Cuomo says that 21% of New York City are infected with coronavirus. This was a random sampling, and so it's roughly out of every five New York residents tested positive. That's getting up into the realm where all of a sudden herd immunity becomes a possibility here. Over in Great Britain, the Office of National Statistics figures show three times more deaths from the flu and pneumonia than from the coronavirus. So that's putting things a little bit in perspective. And again, we haven't shut the economy down for the flu, and we haven't shut it down for pneumonia here. Now, the Swiss government is getting ready to ease their restrictions next week. They're not going to impose mask-wearing obligation. This stands in sharp contrast to Texas, where a judge has just issued a countywide order for everybody to be in masks. Okay. Pardon me. Now, the state governors are out there saying that Facebook is lying. And apparently, this all comes out of the fact that Facebook started shutting down the pages of protest groups, people who are protesting the house arrests. And Facebook drew a lot of criticism for it. And they said, the state governors asked us to do this. But apparently, the state governors are out there saying, no, we had nothing to do with it. Facebook did this all on their own. And I don't know about you, but the reason I stopped using Facebook is because I don't want some corporation deciding what I can and cannot say any more than I would want the government to decide what I can and cannot say. You know, freedom is an absolute. Freedom of speech is an absolute. The Cherry Sisters lawsuit established the legal precedent that private entities, non-governmental entities, are in fact still bound by the First Amendment. Over at Vimeo, they have banned the documentary exposing Big Pharma's influence within the World Health Organization. The documentary is called Trust Who, and it explores the influence that the pharmaceutical industry has on the WHO, and it was banned by Vimeo. And so the question is, why is sound and solid research presenting credible information being banned and censored on multiple platforms across the internet? One would almost think it's a conspiracy. Okay, there's been a big stink over at Harvard University where they got $8.6 million in bailout money, despite the fact that they've got a $41 billion with a B dollar endowment. I mean, that's worth more than 100 countries' gross domestic product. And they were out there refusing the call from Donald Trump to return this $8.6 million, Well, as of the last update, Harvard University issued a statement saying they decided not to take the bailout money after all, because it was an embarrassment. Okay, we're looking at the Sturm und Drang over the latest assistance bill, if you will, and the Paycheck Protection Program, which stalled in Congress because of Democratic demands for pork barrel. But Nancy Pelosi is out there trying to lay the blame for the stall on the Republican Party. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I've always kind of favored a debt jubilee, and I think that currency reset would be a kind of a stealth, could be a great way to have a stealth debt jubilee, as far as, you know, you change the money and people owe you money and you, what do you got, right? The other thing about it is, you know, I guess when people recommend debt jubilees, I'm kind of thinking it through about, like, what do you do for, like, pensions and Social Security? I mean, that's the tricky part, because, you know, it all sounds good to people when they go, oh, yeah, debt jubilee and all our debts, you know, we get out of all this and this and that. But, you know, what about people that are living on, like, fixed pensions and stuff? I guess it'd be kind of hard on them, you know. So I guess you'd have to work something out.
Everybody's in favor of forgiving the debts that they owe other people, but they want the debts that are owed to them to continue. And therein lies the problem.
Yeah, I guess there's a word for it when, you know, they not compensation, but when they owe you, like, a long-term commitment to, you know. But I guess if you mix that with a coronavirus that kills the old people, I guess that kind of smooths things out a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to a drill ship in Guyana, but they're sending me to Houston first, and I got to spend 2 weeks in quarantine, and quarantine in a hotel. So I don't know what that's going to be like, but I figured any kind of job with what's coming is probably a smart thing to do. So I decided to take it. So they've doubled my normally I go on a drill ship for 4 weeks, but they've doubled the time. So I got to go for 8 weeks, which isn't going to be easy, but I figured, you know, in hard times, it's best to, you know, take what I can get while I can get it. But,
yes.
I'll call you from Houston during the quarantine, let you know what's going on. But I'm just telling you this because it shows that, you know, this is how it's affecting, you know, me and my industry and everything. And that's what they're going to do. I guess they're going to take our temperatures every day. They want to check my temperature when I get there. They want me to check my temperature now. And we'll see what kind of lockdown it is. I guess they're going to room service for food or something. I don't know. But I will let you know. So I just thought I'd pass that on. So talk to you next week from Houston.
You got it. Good luck in Houston. Good luck in Guyana. And thank you for the phone call. Okay, the phone lines are now open. Okay, more than half of Los Angeles residents are unemployed, with 1.3 million jobs lost in a month after the virus forced a California lockdown. And again, it's a huge, huge loss, because right now, 565 Americans have lost their job for every confirmed COVID-19 death in the U.S. That's the ratio between, you know, COVID-19 deaths and lost jobs. It's a huge, huge economic hit. Last week, 4.427 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the first time. You know, these are Americans who normally are not on unemployment, and they had to file for the first time. Okay, Neiman Marcus, iconic retailer, is going to file for bankruptcy and close its two New York Bergdorf Goodman stores after furloughing 14,000 employees, becoming the first major U.S. department store to shutter amid the coronavirus pandemic. I remember Neiman Marcus. I used to go to the one in Beverly Hills all the time, and buy my mother some of those Godiva chocolates. And it wasn't that she liked the chocolates. She just liked having those Neiman Marcus bags take her lunch in. That was the status symbol. Anyway, right now, 2.9 plus million homeowners are in forbearance plans. That means they're working with their mortgage companies to be able to stay in their homes, even though they can't pay the mortgage. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Tom in Utah. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. My wife and I have been reduced to living in public housing. Right now, in a federally controlled housing unit, I have a crew of Mexicans working on the building. They're not wearing masks. They're not keeping the socially distanced space. And it's federally employed. They're federally employed. Isn't that interesting that the people who can't speak a lick of English are here working, and we're, quarantined, or the people who could be working are quarantined? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is.
Federal government is a little hypocritical.
Well, it's a typical government screw up. You know, they're not thinking these things through all the way.
Just bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. Anyway, just wanted to let you know that apparently the federal government's not quarantining any of its contractors or employees. In this case, over here, anyway. You know, they would be foolish to be wearing a mask anyway, because it puts them at risk, because they're climbing ladders and moving things around, and any impairment to their visual or ability to observe things would be more dangerous than the bug.
Probably, but still in all, you know, it's this idea that, you know, American citizens are being told to stay at home, and they're losing their jobs, they're losing their homes, they're suffering tremendous economic hardship. And meanwhile, you've got all these immigrants, which up until recently have been pouring into this country to take American jobs. They're out there, you know, they're not wearing the masks. As you say, they're not practicing social distance. And it almost seems like, you know, legal American citizens have become a second class in this country.
And I'm sure they're getting paid.
Well, I'm sure they are. They're not going to work for free.
Some of the members, good, vigorous, healthy men in here, are stuck inside. Anyway, just bizarre. I'm sorry.
It is.
Anyway, thanks, Mike.
All right, you've got it. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay, Shake Shack, which is a large restaurant chain that got federal loans through the coronavirus stimulus law, has decided it's giving its $10 million back as well. So apparently some of these large corporations are having guilt, or they just decided they really didn't need the money and didn't need to service the debt here. Now, over 43,000 U.S. millionaires will get a financial boost averaging $1.6 million each. The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, CARES, trumpeted its assistance for working families and small businesses, but it contains an even bigger benefit for wealthy business owners. The act allows pass-through businesses, once taxed under individual income rather than corporate, an unlimited amount of deductions against their non-business income, such as capital gains. They can also use losses to avoid paying taxes in other years. This gives the roughly 43,000 individual tax filers who make at least $1 million a year a savings of $70.3 billion, or about $1.6 million apiece, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation. Always the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. That's the United States of America. Okay. Still dealing with the oil glut, the coronavirus pandemic and self-isolation measures have triggered a massive fall in global demand for oil. Traders are now struggling to find storage space for excess crude. One of the things that Trump is going to do is he's going to top off the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And that's going to be 1 billion barrels right there. But it's really not enough. They're keeping tanker ships off the coast that are loaded up just to store. And the reason the oil literally went negative price per barrel, the traders are literally paying people to take the oil off their hand. Right now, a barrel of oil costs less than a pint of beer. I mean, that's how bad it is out there. So a record 160 million barrels of oil is currently being stored in large tankers outside shipping ports due to a lack of storage space. Over in New York, their unemployment system is hovering at the edge of collapse following a surge of claims. This is from Governor Cuomo. And This is after the state shuttered non-essential businesses to curb the coronavirus pandemic, putting a record number of New Yorkers out of work. Now, here is where we start looking at what Sweden did, where Sweden did not enforce a lockdown, and yet their illness and death numbers are on a par with America. And it begs the question, did we wreck our economy for no good reason? Okay, we're going to take some more phone calls, starting with Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I just bought an oil tanker full of oil. It only cost me a four-pack of Charmin.
And a face mask.
Hey, I just want to say, Joe from Tennessee, you take care of yourself. You stay safe and stay away from those good Guyana girls. They might rob you when you wake up in the morning. But, yeah, Mike, did you watch, I mean, I don't know if you watched those coronavirus Trump, you know, the briefings Trump, I watch them all. I mean, it was pretty bad. I don't know if you saw anything on that, but it was.
Generally, he has the briefings during the second hour of my show, so I'm not really able to watch them in real time, and usually by the time I get over the show and everything.
It's really bad. It's just like, I don't know, man. Like, nobody knows what's going on. Like, it just seems, you know, I said this before, everybody's on the wrong page. Nobody is, the states are not on the same page. The government doesn't, all the doctors all have different opinions. All the statistics are different. So we're in uncharted territory, and that's what's scary. You know, like, it's just nobody knows really what's going on, you know, and did you see Mitch McConnell, the gobbler? My friend calls him the turkey, the gobbler. Mitch McConnell, the one who said with the stakes, the state should go file for bankruptcy. I'm like, where's this dude been living since the 70s, man? we've been bankrupt in the United States since the 70s, right? Like, it's when we...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, didn't we just default on the gold contracts in the 70s? That was what that was about, right?
Nixon closed the gold window.
Basically, that was a soft default, right? Basically, because
soft default, and it did put a tremendous strain on the Federal Reserve note, which they replaced with the petrodollar.
It's just, I don't understand why he would say that. And you know, Mike, I don't know, a lot of people know this, but Kentucky takes more money in. They send less money out than they get in, but New York, I think, sends more money out than they get in. So it's one bizarre thing going on. You know, it's just, you know what's going on? It's all politics from both sides. And
yes,
that's why we're FUBAR. There's just no way. And I need you, I watched the Ohio governor, and you know, he basically pushed it back to Monday now, like the whole guidelines to reopen. What a mess. And then Trump says to Georgian guy, like, I think it's too early. But he was basically doing that liberate thing, and he basically put a lot of heat on the Republican governors, right, because those protesters went out in a lot of states, right, and like Georgia. And basically the governor now looks like a dotard, right? Because Trump comes out and says it's too early, but, I mean, what a mess, man. Like, nobody's on the same page. That's what's scary. I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, it's bizarre. It's bizarre because we all thought Trump was the great businessman and has this great, but it's just, I mean, Mike, who's running the coronavirus task force still? Is that still Jared Kushner and Mike Pence and all that? Because
technically it's Mike Pence, yes.
Well, I think he's doing a horrible job. You know, all right, Mike.
I agree.
Have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to JR in Georgia. JR, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Mike. I just want to let you know it's good to hear Lady Claire's voice every once in a while in this whole ruckus that we're involved in.
Well, she'll be on the show tomorrow.
Thank you. Just a little bit of light on the situation here in Georgia. And Governor Kemp, obviously getting a rebuttal from Trump. Of course, Trump's not president anymore. But Kemp here in the state of Georgia already had issues with the state finances. The 2020 budget, he had already requested a 4% reduction for 2020, and a 6% reduction in 2021's budget. But Kemp's been looking at the numbers, and Georgia's about to lose its ass. There is no tax revenue hardly coming in.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, and this is coming to your hometown, folks, this party's just getting started. What are you going to do when your county and city say, you need to fess up for that property tax on October 31st, and you don't have it? Are you going to get a 90-day extension? What do you think, Mike?
I would say probably not. I would say probably, you know, when push comes to shove, the counties and the cities are just going to say, let's start grabbing property and put it up for sale and raise money that way.
Exactly. Thank you. They're not going to give you any type of suffrage. If you don't have the money, they're going to come after it because they need the money. And this is one thing we need to start looking at as citizens, is not talk about the coronavirus in regards to how to fix it, how to heal it. But the pathway is somewhat of a normalcy, because I've already heard that Dr. Burke, talking about tracing. Tracing is the new word for tracking.
Yes.
Because everybody seems convinced that's the only way we can get back to normalcy, is that you get an app so I can trace you to know if you're positive, if you ever tested positive, or you have antibodies, whatever the circumstance may be. Because this is the bad part of this. What's in the future is the bad part, and how we address this. And I don't know, and I like what the previous caller said, we are in uncharted waters. And I do believe it had already started, that the major 1% corporations, they're all going to get that jubilee. It is somehow, some way going to happen. But my fear is this, the local, the common man and lady, who's already lost their job, just as my wife lost hers. In the next coming months, I'm fearful of the fact that we may actually see even more violence. When I speak of violence, I mean it's already started with domestic disputes. We've already had a murder here in the state of Georgia, I believe between a father and a son. One of them ended up getting shot. Because there is no foreseeable sunlight, daylight, at the end of the tunnel right now for these folks who have lost their jobs, have nowhere to turn, have not gotten those checks that were promised. It's like we hadn't got ours. And who knows when we will get it. And it's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in what this country has come to.
It's sad to watch.
It's very sad to watch. And I just don't know. I do not know of any remedy that can help us at this particular point in time. Because I can't go for this tiptoe effect that everyone's trying to implement in regards to trying to get the economy to recover. You're either in or you're not in. There's no halfway point to meet to see if it's going to work. Because if they keep speaking of a second wave, and there is actually a second wave, then I don't know what the reaction is going to be at that point in time. And I don't know how we address it, because we've been lied to so many times about this coronavirus. We don't know what the truth is. But it sure has not turned out to be as deadly.
The problem is we've been lied to about so many different things. We don't know that we can, you know, nobody dares trust the government or in anything that they say right now. This talk about a second wave, it may be an attempt to save face by saying, well, maybe it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be this time, but you just wait. But, you know, there's going to be a second wave, and then we'll be proved right.
Well, God bless you and Claire, and I hope things work out well for you in the next coming weeks, and thank you for your time.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and thank you for the information. Let's see. Goldman now sees a 123% plunge in second quarter S&P earnings. That's $850 billion drop in corporate cash spending. So the economy is definitely showing the strain out there. Okay. Collateralized loan obligations are facing an extinction-level event. Moody's prepares to downgrade a fifth of all CLO bonds. All right, we got to take a break for commercial, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phone lines now, starting with Dan in Vancouver. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I have to take the side of those who say that this pandemic is actually a fake. I cite people like Gerald Celente, David Icke, and John Rappaport, and also based on my observations up here in Vancouver, where we have a Chinese population of over 450,000 in a greater Vancouver population of, say, 2.5 million. There just hasn't been any sign of what I'd call a pandemic. And I'd also like to say that I think the reason these old people are succumbing is that they are being forcibly vaccinated by their doctors or healthcare people. And this happened to me 2 years ago. I was forced to take a vaccine without my informed consent. This doctor just took off my shirt and said, "This is a tetanus vaccine. There's no cure for tetanus." And he stuck it in my arm and injected me with it. Then 3 months later, my arm blew up with tetanus-like symptoms. And that's what I have to... Sorry?
I was going to say, that sounds bad.
Well, I think this is what's going on, and this is why a lot of old people are, say, dying. I was 65. That was my birthday present he gave me. I turned 65, and he gave me the bloody vaccine. When I protested a couple months later, he actually swore at me. Used dirty
really?
Words on me, which I've never had a doctor do to me before.
That tells me that probably some other people he stuck with that needle came up with the same symptoms. Because I've noticed medical professionals get very defensive when you talk about vaccines.
Sorry?
I said I've noticed medical professionals get very defensive when you start talking about vaccine side effects.
Well, my recommendation to people is stay away from vaccines, and this whole lockdown thing, this is all just an excuse to ruin the economy. It's they're trying to destroy America, whoever they are.
Well, they're doing a good job of it.
Well, if America goes down, we're going down up here too. So I don't want America to go down. Maybe I've told you before, my family came from the United States originally.
Yes.
They settled up here at the turn of the 20th century. If my grandparents were alive today, they would be very upset. Anyway, that's all I got for today.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Corey in Connecticut. Hello, Corey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
I would like to talk about Winston Churchill. First,
okay.
Let me apologize if I sound pedantic, but I wrote down everything that I have to say.
Okay.
So if you give me just a minute, I would like everyone to consider Winston Churchill's famous quote, "Those who fail to learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat it." Now I say, this is not true. I will state quite adamantly, it is pure propaganda. To see why, consider another common saying. History is written by the victors. This does not imply that history itself is propaganda, or more accurately, a manifestation of propaganda, unless you believe that victors are those who are righteous and always speak the truth. Therefore, Churchill's quote should be, "Those who fail to learn the lessons of propaganda are doomed to repeat history."
I like that.
Finally, unless we learn the nature of propaganda, its intent and effect on society, all of life and history in general will forever be an endless cycle of suffering. That's all, Michael. I'll take your comment off the air.
Thank you very much, and that was very clear and to the point. And like I said, I like your variation on Churchill's theme.
Yes. You know, I don't think the problem is with studying history, because if you were to go to any college or university, history is one of the more popular, courses to study. So everyone
yes.
studies history, but, you know, very few people actually study propaganda. So anyway, Michael, that's all, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jim in Montana. Jim, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jim, are you there? Okay, let's switch over to Steve Elkins. Steve, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
We have been given the blueprint. They already told us a couple days ago that a second wave of coronavirus 19 is coming. No evidence will be given other than they'll tell you their computer module figured it out based on the data they put in. Of course, you know, if it's fraudulent data put in, you get a higher GFR, which is a global fatality ratio. rate. So we know that's coming, so they've already told us the blueprint. That time is needed with the second wave. That time is needed to pad the number, the total number of CV deaths right now, because if they don't pad that number to get close to the flu, regular flu season deaths for 2019, they're going to come out looking exposed for their agenda because they shut down the entire nation over fraud, over a low number of deaths comparatively to the regular flu season. Their agenda will be exposed. They need this time to pad that number. And with their lax rules, what physicians have been told, the lax rules to include anything they have a hunch on or believe it might be the coronavirus, they are getting those numbers. I saw them today, the total numbers of deaths. I think we're at 42,000-something deaths. And I'm willing to bet with the lax rules that we now know about, that probably that number is probably half of that, maybe even less than that, the total number, true deaths to the coronavirus. This thing has been padded greatly, exaggerated, and with the exaggeration, the fear, and the campaign. It also, the second wave, if they can show it's the second wave without really showing evidence of it, just their computer module, they'll actually stop all these opening up the states for business. They're going to stop that really fast and allow this agenda to keep going on. I have no clue of when they will pull the plug on their agenda, but they need the time now to pad this number to get closer to the regular flu numbers, or they'll look they'll be exposed.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. That's it for me. Mm-hmm. Have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ray in Indiana. Hello, Ray. Right. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. And I just got home, so I don't know if you talked about it already, but New York's giving updates on their antibody test. Did you see that? Today?
Yes, we did.
Okay, good. Okay. But then the real reason I called was I was doing the research trying to find quantify what this economic shutdown was going to do and I'm having a hard time finding a number. But I did find out that the suicide rates did go up on the last recession we had in 2008. And there's reports
yes.
that it was, okay. And you're showing reports on your website that London is reporting an increase in suicide. The sad part is suicides have been going up ever since the turn of the century. And they've gone up 33% per capita since the start of the century. That part's kind of sad. And, I do like that most of the callers are agreeing with you, me and you, that the economic shutdown is worse than this flu. So Dustin is in a minority on that one, and I hear all the callers going. And, another point that I found in my research is if you go to the CDC's website and do a search for the influenza burden by season, which gives you the number of cases, the number of how many people are hospitalized, number of deaths, you'll see a big spike in the 2017-2018 flu season. So there's speculation out there on the internet that possibly this corona showed up all the way back in 2017, and this spike that's showing up there could be that, which would negate all that theories about it coming from the Wuhan lab there. All speculation. I'm just saying that. And, but there was a big spike in 2017-2018.
So yes, there was.
Yeah. So that it might have started a whole lot sooner than everybody else thought. So, I heard Dustin called yesterday asking about Indiana and what's going on. There are protests going on in Marion County there because that's where the governor's mansion is. And last Saturday, and I think they're going to do it again this Saturday. I was half tempted to drive over. I'm over an hour away, and we're supposed to be doing essential travel. I didn't want to risk getting a misdemeanor charge for driving over and all that. But so I'm I'm hoping they're going to do a local protest. So my sign is going to say, all tax revenues are essential, because we're losing all the businesses that are not paying taxes are essential. I wanted to throw that sign out there to get people to stop and think. I'm not trying to make anybody mad or anything else, but all tax revenues are essential, whether it comes from the private individual or if it comes from business. So that means all business is essential, and I will be protesting this weekend. So anyway, thanks for your time. Keep up the great work, and I love you, Dustin. Hang in there. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Paul in Arizona. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Really love the show. I'm a relatively new listener. But I wanted to ask you something, and I don't hear much of the callers talk about it. Where my stance is that this is definitely something else that's going on. Like, I believe the flu is real. But what my question for you is the adrenochrome. You know David Rodriguez is, the boxer?
Yes.
So he posted a video, or he was on Facebook Live like 6 days ago, and it ended up going viral. And he's basically saying that Trump is basically spearheading all the sex rings and all the Hollywood pedophilia stuff. And that's kind of what the shutdown is what's going on, is they're basically draining the swamp. I was wondering if there's any truth to that or what you think. I'll listen to it off there. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, Paul. Well, I don't think that's what's going on, but there's all kinds of theories going on, all kinds of disinformation going on. I think the shutdowns, somebody really thought that this was going to help curb the infection of the coronavirus, and they didn't really think it through about what kind of an impact it was going to have on the economy. And that does seem to be where we're at with this. Anyway, okay, the phone lines are open right now. Now, the U.S. Mint has halted all production over virus fears as gold and silver coin demand nears record highs. People are getting into gold, they're getting into silver, and, you know, because it's reliable. It's not paper, its value can't change. The value of the paper changes relative to silver and gold, but the silver and gold is an absolute store of value. And just as the premium between physical and paper precious metals prices was starting to fade, the U.S. Mint has decided to temporarily halt all production at its West Point facility in New York because of the risk to employees from COVID-19. Okay, we had somebody who called into the show and said they have not yet received their stimulus check, and apparently there is a great deal of chaos. Now, the Internal Revenue Service is saying this is all working, Treasury is saying this is all working, but apparently the IRS tracking system crashed. Thousands are complaining they haven't gotten the payment. But officials insist the website is operating smoothly and effectively. They said the same thing about the Obamacare website. Remember that disaster? All right, at least 22 million Americans are now out of work due to COVID-19, as another 5.2 million claim unemployment, decimating 13.5% of U.S. workforce and 10 years of job growth. Now, House Democrats have introduced legislation, the Emergency Money for the People Act, that would give Americans $2,000 a month throughout the crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic and until employment returns to pre-COVID-19 levels. Of course, at some point, all of that money does have to be paid back. I think probably most Americans don't want handouts. They want their jobs back. They want their businesses back. They worked hard to build those businesses, and now they just have to sit there in their home and watch it all fade away. Peter Schiff is out there saying that nobody should be bailed out, and right now he is, you know, basically aiming at rich CEOs. Venture capitalist Chamath Palihapitiya made waves when he said during a CNBC interview that the government should not bail out companies impacted by the coronavirus shutdowns. On Main Street today, people are getting wiped out. Right now, rich CEOs are not. Boards that have horrible governance are not. What we've done is disproportionately prop up poor-performing CEOs and boards, and you have to wash these people out. He's absolutely right. You know, we shouldn't incentivize bad management just because they're, you know, donating to members of Congress here. U.S. banks have set aside $27 billion for credit losses from the what they're calling the Corona session. According to Rabobank, this may be the worst recession ever, although judging by bank earnings, the realization will take some time to filter through. Americans have paid an extra $46 billion with a B dollars in tariffs since the start of the China trade war, according to new data. And we've got to take a break for commercial, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premier show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a few more phone calls, starting with Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Michael. I wanted to touch on a little news from Canada from yesterday. Our Liberal government, Justin Trudeau, announced $9 billion in aid for students. to get $1,250 a month, just to, you know, for to put in their pocket. And statistics show that they already, most of them already live at home. And yeah. I mean, it just seems like, you know, it's like one push forward to this universal basic income and a ploy for votes for the next generation. Because I know these kids are, you know, a lot of them lean left already. And they're probably thinking, oh, this is great. Justin's our savior because, you know, they're getting more money than they would have probably working at Starbucks over the summer.
Yes.
And he's pushing it through to August. So what does that say? Says that they plan on having this shutdown at least till then, which is scary enough.
Yes.
So I thought I'd just throw that out there. I don't know what you think about that. I mean, that just seems like a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Yeah, especially when they, you know, they, what do they have, a cell phone bill, and, you know, some of them have car payments, but very few students live at home. I mean, some of them are come from wealthy families, and they live on the dorms, and those aren't cheap, but they're not paying for that because a lot of the universities are deferring payments for tuition, for the not just tuition because schools are closed, but for the dorm rentals. So they're just going to be having a free for all, and I just don't agree with that. I think we need to get back to work, and the sooner the better. It's just kind of a scary thing. There's one other topic I wanted to touch on that no one has really mentioned, and it's kind of the fate of all these animals in zoos and game farms all over the United States. Like there's game farms that have tigers, for instance, and they cost $10,000 to $20,000 a year to feed them, and with nobody going to these game farms, I'm afraid, you know, a lot of these, either these animals are going to be neglected or put down or what have you. And it's just another sad chapter to this whole fiasco, if you ask me.
I saw this story where this zoo is in such trouble, they're actually killing some of the animals to feed to the predators. And I imagine it's got to be terrible to be in that position of deciding what animals are going to live and what animals are going to die. But, you know, that is the reality during the shutdown. Now, I want to step back to what you were saying about, you know, getting back to work here, because I have a concern, which is, you know, we're creating this, shall we say, social inertia to basically stay at home and try and collect money. What happens when they say the lockdowns are over? You're going to have a lot of people who are going to say, look, I got used to this. Staying at home and collecting money. I don't want to go back to work. Yep. That could really
AOC happen. Is already saying
anyway,
that.
Dan.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Daniel, gotta let you go. Gotta take a station identification. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.